In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Vodka Rebel Fridays, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Right now, I'm excited to get to the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. In moments, we're going to be joined by Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. National Flag Football Team. And I'm excited to talk to Antonio, learn more about flag football and just understand the process. And there's so much talk about flag football going on with the NFL. Well, one, flag football is going to be in the 2028 Olympics in LA. And I think when the Olympics are in America,
having teams, everything.
Well, and now they're opening the door for, I think there's girls flag football is, yeah. I think it's a varsity sport in a lot. I think it's a varsity sport in Montgomery County now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a varsity sport in Virginia schools? Do you know?
I think there's been a lot of talk about it. So you got all kind of stuff going on with the little, like, what you call it? The CYAs and those type of things. They got a lot, all kind of little things going on with it.
Well, I think a couple, I want to say it was two, maybe three Super Bowls ago. You remember the NFL had that commercial for flag football with the young lady? I think she was from Mexico, who was just awesome.
It's one of them and from Dallas, Texas. Their team there is unbelievable.
When I saw a Super Bowl commercial from the NFL for flag football, I was like, man, the NFL is all in on this. Joining us now is Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. flag football national team, and a local guy, a DMV guy. Antonio, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
What's going on? I appreciate y'all for having me.
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
Let's start with where you from. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Bowie High School.
Bowie?
Right here in Prince George's County. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. So in growing up, did you play football or did you play flag? Did you play both?
So initially growing up, I started off playing tackle football and then that quickly migrated into track from me being one of the faster kids on my team. So like fourth grade, I probably started running track and then actually like middle school, when I moved to Bowie, I found like a little church league, flag. So I started playing flag there. That was my first introduction to flag, but I always pretty much played tackle football. And then I really started running track. And then flag football was just kind of something that I did in between time. I never thought it would, you know, get to this point and, you know, reach the heights that it is now.
How does all of the attention on it now make you feel?
Could you repeat that one more time?
All the attention that's been given on it. They say it's going to be an Olympics. And you got different high schools and all putting it in. Hell, I think if you start having it in high school, college is going to have it.
Yeah, actually, so actually, the women, they definitely have it already in college. Like, NAIA is real big there.
Uh-huh.
They just recently had their championships. But honestly, like, it's great where the flag game has gone, because when I first started playing, like, even, like, you know, when I about church league and playing in middle school, I never thought, you know, flag would be in the Olympics or it would grow to be what it is now, especially being an Olympic sport in 2028. So it's just crazy and just amazing the heights that it's reached and then this little bit amount of time, because flag been having a national team, but people are just starting to notice because of the Olympics and, you know, NFL players starting to, you know, want to get involved in everything. But this honestly has been going on kind of like an underground thing.
Talking with Antonio Coleman, a member of the U.S. National Flag Football Team. Antonio, to your point, I mean, it seems like flag football is having this huge moment right now, being in the L.A. Olympics in 2028, and now the NFL is saying NFL players can play. For folks that maybe aren't as familiar with the league and the kind of the setup, can you just tell everybody, like, about the game and kind of the differences? Like, there is an offensive line, right? But there's like a weight count. Like, take us through like a typical play.
It's actually no offensive line.
It's basically like seven. Okay. Isn't it like the 7-on-7?
Essentially, yeah, but it's only five people.
Okay,
and everybody is eligible. It's literally no contact, so no jamming at the line. No type of contact at all. What else? You allow no pitchbacks. In some 707, they allow pitchbacks, but it's only you get unlimited pitchbacks behind the line of scrimmage. So if I snap the ball to the quarterback and someone drops for a double quarterback, I could throw the ball as many times backwards behind the line of scrimmage. But once the ball is thrown forward, there's no more laterals. You just basically have to run with the ball until your flag is pulled.
You can't guard the flag, can you?
No, you can't guard the flag. So there's no stiff on, no swipe down, none of that. Any little movement, like an elbow, anything you drop an elbow near the flag, that would be what we call a flag guard.
How do you rush the passer then? Like, what are the rules surrounding rushing the passer?
You have, so in the IFAF, which is going to be playing the Olympics, you have to start at 7 yards back. So there's a referee that lines up at 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. And you have to declare yourself as a rusher. So you have to hold your hand up in the air until basically the ball is snapped to declare yourself as a rusher. Only two people can declare themselves as rushers. But sometimes you do have multiple people that drop back for a double or triple quarterback. Whereas though, once those things happen, then a third person may be able to go. But only two people can declare as rushers.
Wow.
So, I mean, the plays... There's motion like in football, right? Pre-snap or no?
Yes. Yeah, you can motion. Yes, sir.
And can you, like, you know, in Canadian football, they can run behind the line of scrimmage and then take off at the snap. In the NFL, you can't do that. Can you do that in flag?
So, like, arena motion, no. There's a style. For this style, no. There's numerous different styles that people play, like, locally and travel and, you know, different rules, but these IFAF rules, no, there's no arena motion where you can motion forward towards the line of scrimmage.
And does everybody play both ways pretty much?
No. I mean, so with a roster of 12, you will want to have as many two-way people as you can, but not everyone does play both ways. There are some people that only play offense, some people play only defense, but now they're starting to look for more two-way and more versatile players, because I don't want to misspeak, but I believe in 2028 in the Olympics, it will only be a 10-man roster opposed to it being 12. So if you only got 10 people, you want, you know, a good amount of two-way players just in case, you know, someone was to go down or, you know, get hurt and those things.
Are the quarterbacks normally just the quarterback, or there are quarterbacks that can do other stuff?
Daryl Huchette, who has been the USA quarterback for the last 3 to 4 years, he's a guy who can play multiple positions. So he started out on the team actually as a defender, rushing, I believe playing safety. So he has the capabilities of stepping out there and playing other positions, but normally as QB1 on the USA team, he's only been the quarterback.
Okay.
But this year, there's actually two quarterbacks that were taken. So one of them, he's more of a traditional And then who, she's more of like a dual threat. So he might be seen doing more than just playing quarterback this year.
So, Antonio, Hoosh made some comments. I don't know when it was, maybe last year or something. And I think it got really misconstrued. I think he was trying to kind of explain the differences in the game. And he said, you know, like NFL players aren't just going to step out and play flag right away. Mm-hmm. How significantly different is the game or the games?
It's sort of nuances to the game where it's like you wouldn't just be able to step out there because you're an NFL guy and just easily adapt. It can be done. Like most of us that do play flag and play at the highest level, we once played tackle, and it was something new to us. So like just the certain movements, like certain moves that we have to do to, you know, avoid someone pulling your flag, and you know, those things will be hard for an NFL guy to kind of take away from his game. They're used to, you know, being physical and being strong, where though for us it's really about speed and agility and finesse. So I feel like those, the little moves and the little ticky-tacky penalties and things like that would be hard for an NFL guy to adjust to.
But if you watch football, NFL football, I'm sure. Name a guy who you think could probably make that move, that move to flag football and be effective.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's hard to say, honestly, because like I feel like you have to want to, you know, make that adjustment. Like any person that's in the NFL could probably go out there and run around and catch a football, but will you be able to go out there and make the best flag pullers in the world miss? Probably not, because you don't have the necessarily hip moves or dip moves that come with flag football. Mm-hmm. And there are people out here that's really skilled at pulling a flag. Same way people practice and they're skilled at tackling, there are people out here that really could pull a flag, like, almost with their eyes closed, no matter what move you do. Yeah. So, but, like, guys like – at the top of their game, like Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, like those NFL talents, I'm sure they'll be able to come out there and catch passes and get open and everything. But the main thing will be like after the catch, or also playing defense, because this style is an offensive game. So therefore, like, it's hard to get stops. As a DB, you can't put your hands on nobody at no point in time. Like, so I feel like that would be with the major adjustment offensively. I feel like it would be easier to make that adjustment from tackle to flag, because now you don't have to worry about nobody running you off your route, pressing you. You literally have free reign to run where you want. But I feel like the main problem would be on defense, where people can't use their hands to, you know, cover someone.
You know, I was at a girls' clinic the other day at Oxon Hill High School, and you can tell the difference in people that have played flag and those that hadn't, because the young ladies that had played, they were pulling, I don't care what the other person did, they were pulling the flag. But the ones that hadn't played, they were getting lost all over the field. But, you know, as it went on, they started to catch up. But there were some little young ladies there that right off the bat, you knew they were special.
Yep.
So, Antonio, is it – I've wondered, with all the talk of NFL players maybe being eligible for the 28 Olympics, like what – you know, these dudes are training for the NFL all year round. Do they really want to invest the time needed to get ready for a flag football season? Do you have a similar – do you wonder how much that will actually happen also?
Yeah, it definitely makes you wonder, being as though, like, just the last couple of years I've seen actually being on a national team, and now actually being on a national team is like, dang, so all our hard work may go for nothing if, you know, some NFL guys were to try to come and take over. But at the same time, we embrace the competition, and we feel like, you know, we play the game at a high level, and we're professionals in our own right, and we feel like they're not going to just walk in and, you know, take our spots. They still have to go through the same process that we've gone through as far as trials and training camp and, you know, trying out for the team. So,
yeah,
last year, the national team – average, I want to say like 50 points a game, maybe a little less, but they averaged, but their win margin was crazy too. That's another thing why, you know, us flag guys, we feel like we don't necessarily need the NFL guys. We know why they want to be in, you know, involved in the situation, because it's an experience they never, you know, could have thought of, and they want to be a part of it. But honestly, like, we've been winning gold for years, and we haven't lost on the men's side in a very long time.
Who's your biggest competition?
Probably Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Mexico.
It's really fascinating. It feels like, especially the fact that there's men's and women's, this is a significant growth area in sports. For you, growing up in the DMV, are you a big Commanders fan, burgundy and gold?
No.
Don't say it, dude. I heard that laugh. Don't say it.
I grew up a Redskin fan, but I ain't going to lie. Okay. They kind of lost me when they lost the name and everything. They lost me.
Okay.
They're winning now.
I thought you were going to say the Cowboys. That's what I was pre-offended.
Absolutely
about.
No Cowboys. I'm just a football fan. I like Ohio State, so I kind of migrate with those players at this point.
But we got Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, Terry cool. Terry ain't enough to bring me back to Commanders, though.
What do you
I'll
think about Jaden?
Hang out with me.
Yeah, you'll enjoy yourself with B. What do you think about Jaden? What do you think about Jaden as a possible? Yeah.
I like Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels definitely one of those guys that probably would be like a front runner to be somebody that's more like a Hoosh and myself, and being a dual threat quarterback and things like that. But I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. Jaden Daniels might have a hard time out there too. You only have about a second and a half to throw the ball. It's not, you know, it's different. It's definitely a different challenge. And I know I've never played quarterback in the NFL at all, and never will. But it's definitely a different challenge. And I'm sure if he really put his mind to it, he probably could adjust and probably be a really great flag quarterback.
Yeah. Antonio, man, this has been great. Catching up with you and just learning more about the game. Congrats on your success, dude. National team is a really big damn deal.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you before 2028, but we'll definitely be watching in the Olympics, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Continue success, bro.
Yo, what's the best, like, if I just want to watch a game, like, what's the best way to watch it? What's the website? Like, how do I find more flag football content?
So as far as like the national team, I would say just follow USA Football on Instagram. They usually stream like the games live, like, so on Facebook, like, people will post links. But it's kind of like the flag football community is like its own little world and its underground community. So it's like almost where it's like you got to know someone in that, you know, area to, you know, see the live streams and the links that everybody be posting, because everybody from the community is going to post it. But if you're like an outsider, then it's like you might miss it.
All right.
Because it's not really like.
What's your Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Instagram?
I want to follow you.
At Vibe Uptone, VIBEUPTONE.
There you go. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Phone lines open at 1. Nobody go anywhere.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.